Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
I am not here to play. So if you have the mind that, oh, my friend, I'm going to keep a seat from my friend, I'm going to do all of that, I think it's time to change your mind and know that you are here for business. You are not here to joke. You are here for an encounter. Prayers have gone ahead of you. Prayers have gone ahead of you. It is now left to you to make most of these 3 days, because God is here and God is in it for you, and you need to position yourself to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Standing on existing protocols, I appreciate Pastor, the shepherd over the house. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. And he also doubles as my husband, so you see that I am very lucky. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please help me celebrate my husband. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. Now let's get to the business of the day. Hallelujah. Let me tell you a short story from the book of 1 Samuel 9, verse 1 to 21. And okay, before the story, let me just make note that a lot of things that will be said in the conference will be things that you think that, oh, I have heard over and over and over again. I know scripture says in Philippians 3:1 that finally, my brethren, let us rejoice. That if I keep saying these things to you, it is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Right? So if you keep hearing and hearing, you become. And the more you behold, you become. All right? So I don't want you to feel like, oh, I've heard this thing before. I've heard this before. Have a ready mind. Have a clean slate and listen. You know, there's this phrase in English that says practice makes perfect. It's the same everywhere, right? The more you hear it, the more it becomes part of you. Now, back to my story. There was a man, a very rich man, whose name was Kish. It's a very, very, very familiar story. It's from the tribe of Benjamin. And one day, he woke up and realized that all his donkeys had strayed from their pen. And he wondered, where could they have gone? Then he called his servant, and then he called his son, Saul. And he said, you know what? Please look for these donkeys. Find them and bring them back home. And then Saul and the servant started to journey, and they moved from Ephraim, and they moved on to Zoph. And it was getting really, really late. And then Saul said unto the servant, I think it's high time we went back home, so that our father will not transfer the fear that we also are missing. And then the servant made a very, very important suggestion, a very, very good one to Saul. And he said, looks like we're very, very close to Ramah. There is this prophet. His name is Samuel. It wouldn't be a bad idea, right? If we just go to visit this prophet. Who knows? He could tell us where these donkeys are. And then Saul said, it's not bad. Let's go. And then they journeyed and went to meet Prophet Samuel. Meanwhile, God had already told Samuel that a man is coming whose name is Saul, and it is he you should anoint as king. Now, while Saul was looking for strayed donkeys, while he was looking for strayed donkeys and the mundane things, God was planning his own coronation and the things that he has prepared for him in destiny. Now, while you are here seeking stray donkeys and your mundane needs, God is ready to give you an encounter of a lifetime. God is ready to push you into the destiny that he has prepared for you. He is ready to push you into the place that he has planned for you in destiny. The things that have been spoken of you in the volumes of book, he is ready to push you into it. So I want you to position yourself. Yes, your needs will be met. The money will come. You will get married. You will have that child. But beyond that, an encounter of a lifetime. An encounter of a lifetime. Something to propel you into destiny. Hallelujah. 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 So please let your mind be ready. Don't have anything in your head, clogged in your head, and say, oh, I know where she's going to. Isn't that scripture? Oh, I know where she's going to. Don't do that. Right? Let the word come to you fresh like hot bread and devour it. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to what we have for today, receive. Now, the word receive, as a teacher and as an English teacher, the word receive is a verb and it's an action word. It means a word that is active. It is not passive, right? It's something that requires your action. And according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which is Pastor's favorite dictionary, as we all know, right? The first word that receive means is to come into possession. Just like the way we will come into possession of our own place in the name of Jesus. To come into possession. When you come into possession, it means that you've received, right? It also means to be a receptacle or a container. Now, if you have a container and you pour something into the container, that container has received whatever it is you poured into it, right? To be a receptacle or a container. Now, the word receive also means to assimilate through senses. I'm sure there are times in school that you probably didn't really understand what a lecturer was saying, and then you meet the brainy in the class, and the brainy says, "Don't worry, let me explain to you. It's very easy. You do like this, you do this, you do this," and you begin to say, "Yes, I see. Oh, I see, I understand." At that point, you have received the knowledge of that thing into your senses, and you can understand and perceive it correctly. Hallelujah. Receive also means to enter. To enter into a place. If you come into my house or if you come into my place of abode and I receive you, it means I allowed you to enter into my space. Hallelujah. Receive also means to believe. Receive means to believe. When pastor says, "Do you believe?" You say, "Yes, I believe, I receive." Right? Receive means to believe. And the full equation here is, if there is a receiver, then there has to be a giver, right? There has to be a giver. So if I am on this end and I am the receiver, there has to be a being or a giver on the other end. And we know here that God is the giver, right? Who is the giver? Who is the giver? Hallelujah. Now, God is the giver, and receiving is just only one side of the equation. I cannot say I'm receiving if no one is giving to me. And for us to be able to position ourselves in such a way to receive, we must understand the terms and the conditions by which the giver, God, rules by and works by. You are understanding when we watch adverts and they say terms and conditions apply. It means that if you don't follow the terms, if you don't follow the conditions, you won't get what they are advertising, right? And you won't win the gift. So God has his own terms and conditions. He has his rules of work. He has his ways of doing things. And we must come into the understanding to understand the terms and the conditions by which God works with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for us to effectively receive, we must also understand the character of the giver. I mean, if I'm in the position to give you some things, there are some certain ways you need to behave for me to deem it fit that, oh, I think you're ready to receive. Now, let's look at the giver and the receiver. And I'm going to be reading a lot of scriptures today, and I want you to please read with me. You're going to be very, very active because we need to break down this thing so that you understand and you will make the most of these 3 days. Because what is going to be going on in the next session, tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, and on Sunday, is when God is like, you know, God is pouring. It's now left to you to understand how to take hold of what is yours. Hallelujah. Let's open our scripture to Matthew 10, chapter 8. Is it displayed on the screen? Hallelujah. Now, please, I want you to read with every strength in you. Please, don't leave me to read alone. All right? Let's all read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, and freely ye give. Can you see the word? No, go back, please. Freely. Can you see the word freely? Please say it again, freely. Freely ye have received, freely give. The word freely. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Hallelujah. Let's all read together. He that spared not his own. Hallelujah. Let us all read together. One, two, three, go. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up us all, how shall he not with him? Can you see that word again? Freely. Can you see the word again? Freely. Now let's go on again. Let me show you another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Hallelujah. Are we ready? One, two, three, go. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that are freely given unto us of God. Now let me read it again. Now we have received not a spirit of this world, but a spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. See that word again, freely. Please repeat, freely. Freely. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the very popular scripture that we all know, James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. Hallelujah. Let's read together. One, two, three, go. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Now, the word liberally there is means freely. Now, upbraided not there is the word in King James versions that says it gives you without finding a fault in you. It gives you what? Freely. And he will not find a fault in you. Means that he upbraided not. Can you see the word there? Freely. Liberally. Now, to the last scripture for me to emphasize this is Revelations chapter 21, verse 6. Revelations chapter 21, verse 6. All right, let's read together. And he said unto him, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of water of life. Free. Of life. Free. Now we can see that our God gives freely. Now, 3 points to note. Write it down. 3 points to note is that God will give you. He is constant. He will give you. And the first point here is God what will give you. God gives. It will not withhold from you. It will give you. The second point is that it will not just give you. It will give you what? Freely. It will give you what? Freely. It will give you what? Freely. It is not that type of giving that will say, bring 20K, collect 60K in 40 hours. No. Some people still fall for that thing, right? You still fall for it. I you to reason it now. Bring 20K, collect 60K in four hours. You yourself here, you are greedy. Our God is not like that. He won't tell you to bring so that he would give you. It will give you what? Freely. It will give you what? Freely. And this is something that should be ringing at the back of your head. That God will what? He will give me, and he will give me what? Freely. God will give you, and he would give you what? Freely. God will give you, and he will give you what? Freely. God will give you, and he will give you what? Freely. Hallelujah. Amen. And after he gives you freely, he won't find fault in you. He won't find fault in you. It will give you freely without finding any fault in you. It's not the type that will say, you. Isn't that last year that you stole? I should now give you. I don't used to give people like that too. it will give you and it will not find any fault in you. That is our God. And you know the sweet thing about God? He's very constant. See, it's human beings that change you. It's human beings that will tell you, come tomorrow, I'll send you 20K. And the next minute, say, ah, something happened. The grandmother swallowed blade. Something happened. I'm sorry, I can't meet up again. God will always meet up. He's right on time. He's right on time. He's right on time. He's right on time. So if you are here and you're like, God, are you really, really going to do it? I have good news for you. He will do it and you will still have the encounter. So it is what? Double blessing. You have this and you have that. God is good. God is good. And I'm always so grateful that God is God and he is not man. If God was man, God will give you. He will give you freely and he will not find fault in you. Put that at the back of your mind. Like, you know, Yoruba people will say that, put it on the left hand so that you don't wash it when you're eating your amala, right? Put it there. That it will give me. It will give me freely and it will not find fault in me. So my dreams are valid. Yeah. Right? My dreams are valid. It's not too big for me to achieve. My dreams are valid. So even though I'm going to dream big and you're scared, like, oh my God, can I achieve it? God will give me. He will give me freely. And he will not find fault in me. Put it there. Don't forget. Hallelujah. And as the receiver, there is a position and a posture you must take. See, God is constant, like I said. And he's constantly given. He's constantly given. But as humans, we need to position ourselves in such a way that we assume that posture that we are constantly receiving. Because he's constant there. Right? Now there are some things that we need to come into the understanding of to be in the right posture for receiving. Like I said earlier, receiving is a verb. It's an action. It's not passive, right? It's active. You receive. If I stretch you 1 million now, it's not take. You will receive now. Exactly. If someone throws me $1,000, I take it all, right? So you must position, right? Now, a receiver, right, is the one who positions himself to receive from God in such a posture that when it is coming, it is not, you know, shaking. He's gallant there. He lambanos there to receive. Hallelujah. 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 Now, we must know and establish that what we must do in order for us to receive from God. Now, let's go to this very, very popular scripture, James chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. Let's dissect it, right? Let's dissect it and see how well we can position ourselves to receive. I mean, if God is constantly giving, then we must position to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. So James 1, 5 to 7, verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men and upbraideth not. That means without finding fault in you. And it shall be given to him. Let's go to verse 6. It said, but let him ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Now, James tells us that God is the giver of all things, and he gives us liberally without finding a fault. But then in verse 6, he introduces a clause which says, but. All right? He introduces a clause, and that clause in itself is what? Faith. Now, I'm telling you that, okay, I need you to do so, 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 and so, and so. But if you don't do it this way, I'm not going to give you. Meaning that I will constantly give you, but if you fall short in this area, there is a likelihood or there is a high chance that you will not get. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, it's saying that faith is the medium through which you can receive. I'm sure we all have heard so many messages about faith, but it's still the basics. We will still go back to the basics. The basics is still the basics, right? Faith is the medium through which we can receive from God. Now, it is important to also know that faith is not required to, you know, faith is not required to persuade God, the giver, to give. It's not required to persuade him to give. It is required by you, the receiver, to receive. It is required by you, the receiver, to receive. And now, verse 7, you know, can you see verse 7? Let's go to verse 7. It says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, verse 7 says that it is possible not to receive, all right, not because the giver is not giving, but because the receiver is lacking faith strong enough to receive. Are you getting it? So it's not like the giver is not giving. It is you, the receiver, that is not expressing your faith enough to take hold what is yours in God. Hallelujah. So why is the man in James 1 verse 5 to 7 not receiving? Is it because God didn't give? Is it because God didn't give? Is it because he didn't ask in faith? Is it because he didn't ask in faith? Yes. Because that man did ask in faith. Now let's look at what faith in itself is. Right? What faith in itself is. Now, faith is that bridge between the giver and the receiver. Between point A and point B is faith. Faith is that active, you know, I wrote it here. It is the active, positive response to what the giver has and is willing to give liberally. It is active. It is positive. And it is a response. Did you see that? It is active, it is positive, and it is a response to what the giver has and is willing to give liberally. Now, without the receiver's expression of faith, you won't receive anything. There is no receiving in anything, even if the giver is giving liberally, even if it's giving freely, even if it's giving without finding fault in you. Without that active faith, you are not going to receive. Now, let's quickly look at a story in Mark 6, verse 1 to 6. Mark 6, verse 1 to 6. Media, okay, thank you. All right. Mark 6, verse 1 to 6, okay? So it says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country. And his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is it not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, they literally, you know, were sending him home, and Joseph, and of Judah, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor. A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and amongst his own kings, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching, glorified see finish. That's what I call it. Unbelief, eh? Glorified see finish. You have seen the person finish. And that is why I always tell people, I remember when I was having a meeting with the ladies, I said, don't take relationships very, very, don't commonize it. See, there are some of your friends that you know that you are not on the same level. You know. But you're still like, it's my G, right? Imagine. There are some of your friends, like, or people younger than you, that you know that what they carry is so heavy. They carry such a heavy power on the inside of them. But you are joking with them. You are playing with them. See, finish. Is it not, my friend? We stay in the same room. We do it together. I mean, imagine a whole Jesus. Is he not the son of a carpenter? And then I started to say, is his brother not? Is his sister not? Is his... I mean, if Jesus walks in here, what will you do? What will you do? But then, in his own town, he couldn't do so much. Why? Because they were in unbelief. They didn't have faith strong enough to receive that which Jesus is capable of giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is a warning, or a, will I say, a plea to you. Be discerning of people around you. Be discerning of your friends. Be discerning of your friends. Not everybody is your Jew. You know, some people, I was giving an example of a particular girl. And then I used to wonder then, I think that was like 2-3 years ago, I started seeing that the people in my space were like 3-5 years younger than me. I mean, I'd be wondering, because prior to then, the people in my space were older people, like people 10, 15 years. I didn't used to roll with my, now I'm not saying it in that way, but I didn't used to have, you know, friends in that age range. But then years after, I realized that young people, then there was this particular girl, this particular lady. She's young, but whenever I see her, I see, you know, when you see someone and you know that, no, this person carries it. This person is loaded. And then whenever she chats me up and say, yes, ma, thank you so much, ma, please could you? And she'll be like, sister, no, don't do that. I say, yeah, I know. I understand, honor. I understand it very well. I understand the principle very, and I want to latch on it. And then there were some things I caught from her that she didn't even realize that I caught from her. Why? Because I was able to discern and I acted, right? Now, Jesus couldn't do so much. He couldn't do so much in his own city. But everywhere he was moving. In other places, miracles were, you know, they were falling over each other. Hallelujah. Now, what God gives, you must possess by faith. What God gives, you must possess by faith. It is not quisera sera. Whatever we be, we be. Whatever we be, we not be. It is not quisera sera. Right? Whatever will be, will not be. You know, there's this saying in Yoruba that omita omuko ni shon kojawa. It means, let me interpret it. It says, the water that we will drink, it will not flow past us. I pity you. It will flow like this. Every wave, boom. If you like, don't drink. It will flow. Right? Faith, all right? What God gives, you must possess by faith. And it will not come by you wishing and saying, it will be, whatever will be, you know. I can stress myself. Stress yourself. Take hold of it with faith. Let's look at Deuteronomy 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy 2, verse 24. Hallelujah. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go.
I am giving it to thy hands, Sihon and Amorites, king of Heshbon,
Can you see that? God has given them, but they needed to stand and be bold. This year is your year of bold moves. Don't play small. God has given you. Stand up like the king and the queen that you are and take hold of it. This year is your year of what? Bold what? Bold moves. Bold what? Bold moves. Bold what? God has given you. Can you see? God has given them the land, but it required that they needed to stand up and take hold of it. Can you see? It said, and it said, I have given you the land of Sihon, the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to what? Possess it and contend with them in battle. He didn't say that everything will be easy. You contend it with it in battle. You contend in battle. Do you know what it means to contend? I don't like to fight, but I think I can. You contend in battle. You contend in battle. You contend in battle. The devil that you're joking with does not need to be joked with, though. He is very serious. Always serious 24/7. But you, that it has been given to, you want to be playing. No way. Tell yourself, no way. I take what is mine. I take what is mine. It is my year of bold moves. And I contend in faith for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith is seen in your action. Your faith is seen in your action. If you think you have faith, show it. Your faith is seen in your action. Imagine they just sat there and say, God has given us the land. It will come to us. It will not come to them. They needed to stand and contend and fight for what belongs to them. You know, Pastor would always say it, that God, you know, needs a partnership for things to be established on earth. He has given it to you, but it needs your partnership. And he will not, you know, live there and come there and say he wants to. He needs you hand in hand to get it done. Hallelujah. Now, how do we receive? How do we receive? How do we receive? I'm sure you're curious to know, right? How do we receive? You know, let's open our scriptures to Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those who find them and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Now you need to give God's word your attentive ear, your steadfast look, and your meditative heart. I'm sure some of you are like, but Pastor mentioned that yet last year. It's the same thing. The basic is what? The basics. Right? Give God's word your attentive ear, your steadfast look, and your meditative heart. It means that as the word is coming, you are at the tip of your seat and you're trying to pick, just like a goalkeeper. You know? How many of you watched that last match? I can't remember the name of the goalkeeper. Nwabali. Okay. Nwabali. And I think I watched the small videos, right? The short videos, the highlight, thank you. The highlights on Twitter. And I saw the way that guy was ready. He was ready for them. Right? That is how it is to be ready for the word. You give God your attentive ear, your steadfast look, and your meditative heart. All right, when a word comes to you, that is not a time to be telling your friend that, pastor's suit. That is not the time. It is the time to take the word, to sit down, to lambano, and you're like, this word. Let me tell you a story. I remember, that's 2021. How many years is 2021 now? Yes, and then I wasn't married, but I've been praying for my marriage, right, that it happens well. And to the glory of God, God gave me a good one. Hallelujah. And then one scripture came to me, Romans 9:28. I will never forget that scripture in my life. It says, a quick work he will do. He will cut it short in righteousness. See, I held on to that word, like my life depended on it. Because yes, my life depended on it. I held on to it. A quick work will God do. He will cut it short in righteousness. I just kept, you know, that word. I held on to it. Prior to then, I've just been served hot, fresh breakfast. I mean, I know that I shouldn't have entered into the relationship, but you know, you want to, when the Holy Spirit said, don't go, but you said, I will go. And I went there. What my eyes saw, I can't see. And then I remember when I calculated the times, right, the years that I felt like I made a mistake, it was 6 years that I felt like, oh, I made a mistake. 6 years. And I remember when that word came to me, God said, what you are not able to do in 6 years, you will do in 6 months. I'm like, okay, this is my word. I hold on to it. I take it as my own. Now, when I met Pastor, is Pastor here? Oh, good. Let me give you the sweet gist. When I met Pastor in January. I agreed to marry him in March, and we got married in August. March to August is how many months? March to August is how many months? Calculate it now. Oh, yeah. 6 years compared to... You see how that word worked for me? See, that scripture is at the back of my head. I cannot even... Well, if I'm missing Amala, I cannot wash it away. I held on to it. And that is how the word of God will come to you. See, some words will come to you. It can be just the simple word. It will come to you. Hold on to it. Your life depends on it, actually. Number two is to flow with the Spirit. Flow with the Spirit. Don't be rigid. They say shout, scream. See, an action can be ordinary, but when inspired by the Spirit, can birth miracles. A shout can be ordinary, but when it was inspired by the Spirit, a 60 by 40 feet wall sank. Songs can be ordinary, but when it was inspired by the Spirit, Paul and Silas got a jailbreak from the prison. An action can be ordinary, but when it is inspired by the Spirit, it can birth miracles, it can birth blessings, it can birth favors. So the man of God is going to come here, is going to say, scream, shout. He says, laugh, and nothing's making you laugh. You better laugh. Don't look at your neighbor and say, okay, what is this? What is not? Everything is doing me. Everything is doing me. I want to get everything I need to get. Everything. Remember I said that. You are in the business of what? Destiny. You are in the business of what? Purpose. And what is your profit? What is your profit? Encounters. So the word will come to you, right? It will come to you. Be sensitive. Be very, 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 very sensitive, right? Pastor Ayo, I mean, I schooled in the University of Lagos. I'm sure a lot of you know that. And I've been attending his programs way back in the University of Lagos, back then in Lagos, in Akwaka, Lagos. And then I've known him as a man of the Spirit. Can you see how quiet he moves? You know what they call quiet fire? Quiet what? Fire. Be sensitive. Don't joke around. This is not the time to be calling your friend and saying, there's one new thing. I'm not saying don't do videos in church, but this is not the time to be doing Pastor Haya in church, FLC 24. It's not the time. You can do that after the service. But now, stay sensitive to the things of the Spirit, right? Flow with the Spirit. Words will be coming to you. I expect that now you have your pen, you have your books, right? As it's coming, be writing, be downloading. See, some things will come to you like this. You will download it from heavenly cloud. Put it inside your own storage. Put it there. Let it be, you know, let it be moving until it comes. See, there's a stage that God's word will become so real to you. You will hold it like flesh. you will hold this word like flesh. Like at that point, when someone tells me that you cannot get married now until 35, I say, no way. A quick walk it will do, it will cut it short in righteousness. Prior to then, I must be very sincere with you. Prior to then, I have never heard or known or seen anybody similar in a way. I've never heard that there was someone called Reverend Elijah Amoson. It's weird, right? To think that, you know, the church we were coming from was a church that he founded, but I didn't meet him there. In fact, I didn't even know that surname Amoson existed. I didn't know. But when the word comes and you posture, you take a position of faith. You take a position that, yes, this is mine. Even in the face of things not working, it will work. It is the word. It has to work. It is the word. It has to what? Work. It has to what? Work. So this evening session, tomorrow, two sessions. Tomorrow in the evening, two sessions. It will come to you back to back. Don't be overwhelmed though. Just be receiving it. At that point, you know when they are throwing things at them. At that point, you are not looking at. Just be collecting it. Just be taking it. When you now get to Mehen, you can now begin to sort it. You know that you cannot collect bad things in the presence of God, right? You collect everything. When you now get to Mehen, you now say, this one, okay, this one is for me. This one is for my mommy. This one is for my daddy. And that is at the point whereby after a conference like this, you don't just go back and throw your book somewhere. After a conference like this, I would usually tell people, go back, download the messages, take out another 3 days, and lambano die. Just only you. Be sipping water, yogurt, all of those things that you eat, right? And sit down there and take it over and over and over again. That's when they wake you up in the middle of the night. You can almost preach pastoral session. Why? Because you have listened to it over and over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be sensitive to the flow of the Spirit, to the move of the Spirit. Your word will come to you. See, prayers have gone ahead. Prayers have gone ahead. Individually, as a church, prayers have gone ahead. And your word will come to you. Hallelujah. Your word will come to you. 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 So, how do we receive? Attentive. That is when I'll know that. Are you really following? How will you receive? Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and begin to declare that my word will come to me. Hey. The things that have been spoken of me in the volumes of books. The things that have been spoken of me in the volumes of books. The things that have been spoken of me in the volumes of books. My word comes to me. I am in for an encounter of a lifetime. I am in for an encounter of a lifetime. My word comes to me. 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 My word comes to me.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.